I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congrats on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getterness for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. Putting all this together, you have the mindset in the podcast called Work on Your Game. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on being here. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is how do you get yourself activated on a daily basis? How can you get yourself activated and ready to go and locked in and focused and hyped up and motivated and inspired? Whatever phrase you want to use that means you're where you want to be mentally so you can do what you have to do physically to get what you want to get results-wise in your life. How do you get to that space? First of all, I've talked about this a couple times, a couple different episodes of this podcast. On episode number 427, I talked about how to keep your energy up. On episode 321, I talked about strategies to have more energy. And episode number 443, I talked about how I do so myself. What are the things that keep me feeling positive, motivated, focused, ready to do my work every single day, even though there's no one, you know, standing over me or checking on me to make sure that I'm doing my work? That's what, and we're talking about this here today because I get asked questions by people who say, you know, Dre, I've been putting in the work at doing this thing or that thing. I'm in this school, or I have this much further to go, or I don't even know how much further I have to go on this road, but I find myself not being motivated, not really being focused, and not really being, you know, excited about what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. Are there some things that I can do to kind of get that back? Or do you have any tips or advice for why I'm feeling this way? Today's episode is the response to that question. So if you have asked me that question, I told you I've covered it on my podcast. Hopefully you found this episode. And if you didn't, then whoever that person is, they need to keep looking so they can find it. Because I didn't did the work. All you got to do is find the information. Then you can do the work. So let's get into today's topic. How do you get yourself activated on a daily basis? And these are some practical strategies that you're going to use here. This is not so up in the sky, up in your head things. These are things that you can do practically, actions that you can take starting today with the information that I give you to activate yourself on a daily basis. Number one, get yourself ample rest on a consistent basis. This is a very simple point. This is one that any person I talk to who says things like they don't feel like they have their full energy, or they feel tired, or this just happens to come up in the conversation. A lot of people aren't getting a proper amount of rest. People need to understand that not getting a proper amount of rest, it does the same thing to your body in certain ways. I heard this on a podcast the other day. I want to make sure I'm saying it. I'm paraphrasing this guy correctly as to what he said. But basically, he drew a comparison between a person who's not getting a proper amount of rest on a daily basis to a person who is, you know, taking alcohol or taking some kind of drug or smoking cigarettes on a consistent basis. It breaks down your body the exact same way when you're not getting yourself proper rest. I don't remember exactly which one it was, so I'm not going to stand tall on any one of those, as I can't remember exactly what the guy said, but he said something along those lines. It's basically like giving yourself drugs or doing something that's putting your body in a worse position every single day when you do certain things like drinking alcohol or taking illicit drugs or smoking cigarettes. You know those things make your body worse. They put you in a worse shape physically. Everybody knows that, and we all agree to it. Even people who do it agree that it's putting their body in a worse position physically. Not getting enough rest is doing the exact same thing to you. And the hard part about not getting enough rest is there are some people who believe, whether consciously or unconsciously or irrationally, they'll believe if I don't sleep 8 hours, let's say I sleep 6 instead, or I sleep 5 or 4. I've heard people say, hey, I can sleep 4 hours. I've been doing it for years and I'm good on sleeping 4 hours. Because those people, it's hard to get that through to those people, because they believe since I only sleep 4 hours, that means I have 20 hours to be awake and I can get more things done. And they probably find ways to fill that entire 20 hours that they're awake. That is called Parkinson's Law. The amount of space that you have to get a task done is the amount of time that you will take to get the task done. If you have a week to finish your school assignment, you'll take a week. If you got an hour to finish the assignment, you'll get it done in an hour. That's Parkinson's Law. Is basically, it's human nature is where the law comes from. But hopefully you can build enough discipline that Parkinson's Law does not apply to every single thing you do, where you take the time that you have just because you have it. Because I understand in life, we don't know how much time we have. So it kind of renders Parkinson's Law irrelevant when we're talking about our lives in general. But back to my point that we're making here today is getting ample rest consistently. Science says that the average adult human being needs 7 to 9 hours a night of sleep. That's covered in Arianna Huffington's book called Sleep Revolution. If you have not read that book, I suggest you do read it. Any book that I mention on this podcast, I'm giving you the suggestion just by saying the name of the book, I'm suggesting that you go find it and go read it. 7 to 9 hours a night. If you're younger, teenagers actually need more sleep than the average adult. A baby, how many hours a day does a baby sleep? Any of you have a baby, you know a baby will sleep more than 9 hours in a day. Teenagers need probably more than the 7 to 9. An adult needs 7 to 9. Okay, and that's like on a bell curve. There's a small amount who needs 7, small amount who need 9. A lot of people right there somewhere in the middle between that 7 and 9, as the old standard has said, 8 hours a night of sleep. You're getting 8 hours, you're probably in pretty good shape. You got to get rest. Why do you need to get rest? Because it gives you energy when you wake up. You ever wake up and just feel tired? You ever start your day and you're tired at the beginning of the day? Have you ever gone into a place of business at the beginning of the day? I mean, sometime before 12 noon in the morning, and you ask the person at the workplace, maybe they ask you, hey, how are you today? And you reply and you say, I'm fine. How are you today? And the person says, I'm tired. You ever go into a workplace and a person just tells you that they're tired and it's not even 12 noon yet? How are you tired? You just got to work. How are you tired? You only been here for 2 hours into an 8 hour or a 10 hour shift. Usually, you know why? One reason is because people just aren't that bought in on the work that they're doing. They're not fully engaged at their work. But another reason is they're not getting a proper amount of rest. They're not getting that rest every single night. Therefore, they are literally tired because they're not getting sleep every single day. If you wake up, or when you wake up and go to sleep, try to make that time consistent. This is all part of point number one, getting ample rest. Try to wake up and go to sleep at the consistent same time on a daily basis. You may not get there at the exact minute every single day like you're in the military, but try to keep it close as much as you possibly can, because your body gets into a rhythm. Your body gets conditioned the same way a car can get conditioned, the same way an athlete gets conditioned. If you do the same thing at the same times over and over again, your body will get used to it. You'll get into a better sleep pattern. You'll fall asleep when you need to fall asleep. You'll wake up when you need to wake up. Maybe even get to the point where you don't even need an alarm clock to do it, or you don't need a TV show or a movie or your phone to make yourself fall asleep. The body gets condition. If you have a dog, if any of you listen to this have a pet dog, you know that the dog is used to going outside at the same times every single day. And if you disturb that routine, they may leave a present for you on a living room carpet or on one of the legs of your couches because you disrupted the pattern. You disrupted what was already conditioned into the dog. And you can't reason usually with an animal. Understand that your body and brain work the exact same way. Getting ample rest. This is the number one most important way for you to get yourself activated on a daily basis is to rest. All right. In a coincidental type of way. Moving on to point number two. Today's topic again is how to get yourself activated on a daily basis. Number two thing you can do to get activated is to move. Yes, move. Now that can mean taking a walk. It can mean going to the gym. Break dancing, whatever you need. It can mean moving from your apartment to a different apartment, moving from your house to an apartment, from an apartment to a house, from school back home, from home back to school. Move, actually physically move your body. It is hard to feel energized when you're sitting at a desk or laying on a couch or just slouched over somewhere, not physically moving anywhere. Activity breeds activity, people. Laziness breeds laziness. If you sit around on the couch, after a while, you're going to feel like sitting around on the couch because that's the energy that you're putting out or the energy that you're not putting out. The energy of movement creates more energy of movement. Some people think they get more energy by sitting down and doing nothing. No, you actually get more energy by moving around and doing something. Get yourself moving on a daily basis. If you don't go to the gym on a daily basis, you don't have to. If you can take a 30-minute walk, a brisk 30-minute walk 5 days a week, that is progress, at least. If you're not a person who's going to the gym, you're not a gym rat, you don't have any dreams of being a professional athlete, you just want to be in good shape, that's a good place to start. Now, if that's not enough for you because you're a little bit more active than that, okay, then get yourself a gym membership, get your behind in the gym, and work out 5 days a week. You don't know what to do, take a class. You don't want to take a class, hire a trainer. You don't want to hire a trainer, take your phone with you, pull up some YouTube videos, and do whatever the person on YouTube is doing. But figure out a way to get yourself some activity on a daily basis. So this doesn't necessarily have to be something that's worked into your daily life. For example, if you like to play with your kids every day and that gives you enough movement, but what about when your kids go back to school, or what about when your kids are, they're not there at home, they're staying at grandma's house or something like that? How are you going to get that activity? You need to get exercise time. Whatever your exercise is going to be, you need it to be scheduled into your day specifically for you. Now, if you want to do some extra that's going to be with the kids, or some extra that's going to be with the dog, or whatever the case may be, that's fine. But you need to get some dedicated exercise time for yourself where you are moving your body on a daily basis. Act your way into feeling. If you don't feel like moving around, that's okay. Just start moving around. Eventually, you're going to feel like moving around. That's the way it works. You can act your way into feeling the same way you can feel your way into acting. You don't have to feel great to start moving your body. And if you start moving your body, you know what's going to happen? Miraculously, you're going to start feeling great. Point number three, today's topic, how to get yourself activated in life on a daily basis. Activated mentally and activated physically. Start your day. Point number three. Start your day with something you actually enjoy. Isn't that a novel idea? Start your day with something you enjoy. Let me tell you something that you may not enjoy because you're opening up a box of chocolates, meaning you'll never know what you're going to get. Shout out to Forrest Gump. Don't start your day reading email. When you wake up in the morning and you grab your phone, you bring your phone into the bathroom with you and you're brushing your teeth, don't let that be the first thing you look at as your email. Let the first thing you look at be your goals for the month, for the day, for the year, for your lifetime. Let the first thing you look at be your vision board if you have one, your vision folder if you keep documents on your phone or something like that. Start your day looking at something that you know what it is, you control the content of it, and you know it's something that's going to make you feel good, make you feel positive, motivate you, inspire you, whatever that happens to be. It can be an activity. If yoga, if you like doing yoga, let that be the first thing you do in the day. I start my day doing yoga, and then I go to the gym. And while I'm at the gym, I listen to music. If you like going to the gym, go to the gym. You like to take a run or take a walk or take your dog outside. You like to listen to certain music. Do those things to set up your day. Do those things to begin your day, because what they do is set up the rest of your day. There's a reason why most of us don't wake up in the morning and drink alcohol. Even those of you who do like to drink, you don't start your day by drinking alcohol. Even if you love to eat candy, you don't start your day by eating candy the first thing in the morning. Why? When we're healthy, we don't do those things first thing in the morning because it sets up the rest of our day for us. If we start our day with alcohol, it's going to ruin anything else that we want to put in our stomachs and our bodies for the rest of the day. We start the day with candy, we're not going to be able to taste anything else that's naturally sweet like an apple or a banana, because it's way too much extra artificial sugar that we put into our body to start our day. We consume those things later in the day once we already have a solid base in place. See, if you like to drink alcohol, that's fine. As long as you have some, put some healthy stuff in your body before you get to the alcohol, it's fine. right? You like to eat candy or junk food or potato chips or whatever it happens to be, you got to give yourself a solid base. Anyway, this is not a nutrition episode. I've talked about that in previous episodes. You can listen to all of them at dreallday.com/podcast for the full archive of this show, since your feed and whatever app you listen to this doesn't go all the way back to episode one. Your feed will give you everything. But point number three, again, start your day with something you actually enjoy, something that makes you feel good, something that gives you a positive outlook, something that hopefully gets you moving some way physically, that puts you in a positive space mentally. This is a very simple point. I think every point in today's episode are very simple points, but it's often the very simple stuff that people overlook because we are so smart. We have so much information, so many gadgets and tools at our fingertips that we think it can't possibly be as simple as me just doing the basic thing. But understand, it's the basic things that we call the fundamentals that is what Work On Your Game is all about. Mastering the fundamentals. The people who are great at doing the fancy stuff, the advanced stuff that everybody wants to copy, nobody notices that the amount of time that person put into learning the fundamentals, getting everything right, making sure everything was in place on the basic level, the ground floor level, knowing it so well that they couldn't possibly get it wrong before they went on to the advanced stuff. You jump into the advanced without doing the basics, what you're going to have is a whole lot of icing and no cake. So you got to bake the cake first before you put the icing on the cake. That's a metaphor for you. Let's recap today's topic: how to get yourself activated mentally and physically in life on a daily basis. Again, a couple episodes I want you to refer to where I previously talked about energy. Episode number 427, number 321, and number 443. In each of those episodes, you can get by simply going to dreallday.com/ and then put the number of the episode. So dreallday/443 or 1 or 2 or 7, whatever it happens to be, to listen to any past episode of this show. Recapping, point number one, get yourself ample rest on a consistent basis. I'm talking about the sleep that you get at night. Number two, move your body. It is hard to feel energized when you're sitting around, when you're sitting at a desk, when you're laying on the couch doing nothing. You have to move your body. Activity breeds activity. You can act your way into feeling the same way you can feel your way into acting. Point number three, start your day with something you like, whether that's music you listen to, the gym you go to, yoga, walking the dog, whatever it is. Start your day with something positive so you are building your day on a positive foundation. That sounds very simple, but a lot of people start their day with random things like email. You have no idea what's going to be in that email. It usually has something to do with another person's agenda, which is why they're sending it to you. You should already know your agenda. You don't need to open the email or even go on the internet to know what yours is. Start your day with something you like, so at least it sets the tone for the rest of your day, even if you got to do some stuff that you're not too fond of. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at dreallday.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.